drop off his wife, and then he'd drop me off, and then at the end of the day, he would do the same thing. He would pick me up, he'd pick up his wife, we'd drive back, pick up his daughter, and he'd drop me off. And he did that day after day after day after day until I could get a car on my own. And I said to him one time, I said, Greg, how will I ever pay you back? I don't know how to pay you back. And he said, don't worry about it. You just stay sober, you just keep doing what you're doing, that's how you pay me back, and you'll know when. And many years later, when I bought my house in Phoenix, I have a big Christmas party every year. I love Christmas. It takes about 3 days to decorate my house for Christmas, and a lot of help. And I always have a big Christmas party. And this one particular year, I didn't want to have the Christmas party. I was just tired. And I thought, you know what? I've done this party every year. It's somebody else's turn. I'm going to let somebody else do that. And of course, I shared my plan with my sponsor that, you know, this isn't really an AA event, you know, so it doesn't really count to being a service. And you know what they always say, no, you're going to have the party, because people look forward to that. And it's a fellowship, and it's, you know, a group of people who enjoy that party, and newcomers get to come and experience that. And okay, so I'll have the party, and had the party, and everybody was leaving, time to go. And there's lots of people, and I don't always get a chance to see everybody. And at the end of the party, this girl come up with her, with the little boy, and she introduces herself, and she said, I just want to thank you so much for having this Christmas party, inviting me to your Christmas party. She said, I've always wanted to have a Christmas party, or go to a Christmas party, but I was always drunk, or on the streets, or in a shelter, and I've never been to a Christmas party. And my little boy has never experienced Christmas. So thank you so much for letting me experience Christmas with my little boy. And little Johnny reached up and he pulled on her dress and he said, Mommy, is this Christmas? And she said, yes, Johnny, this is what Christmas is. And he said, it's magic. And I knew at that moment that I had paid it back. I knew I had paid Greg back. I knew that if I don't be of service, I'm going to miss it. And you never know what little thing that you do is going to change somebody's life. Change their life. One decision away from a whole new life. Howard P. in Phoenix always says this, mark the spot where you found God and go there often. I have found God here, and I come here often. Thank you so much.